Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Question I saw, actually, we've got the audio of it here. Albert Breer. Ooh. Albert Breer was on Bill Simmons' podcast, but you'll be happy to know, Seth, that Bill Simmons' voice doesn't wind up on this clip anywhere. It's just Albert Breer.
Okay.
Because Bill Simmons has kind of a nasally thing going on.
I know. It's just, it's not, I don't hate him. I just don't enjoy him the way so many people do. Obviously, a lot of people enjoy him to the tune where he's done very well for himself. Yeah. I just don't personally enjoy him.
Well, Albert Breer was on his podcast, and they were talking about the AFC South. And Simmons was actually a little taken aback that the Texans were only a plus 115 favorite to win the division, which, for those who don't know, you bet $100 to win 115. Generally, it means you're around a coin flip or so to win the division. It sounded like Simmons and Breer both thought the Texans should be even bigger favorites than that in this division. Here was Albert Breer, I thought, posing an interesting question, because I do think if the Texans, to me, the biggest threat to the Texans is Liam Cohen unlocking whatever it is Trevor Lawrence had going on for about 7 or 8 games a couple years ago. And Trevor Lawrence taking that step up. And the Jags, we know, have made some big moves with Travis Hunter and whatnot. But I thought this was an interesting question in trying to illustrate maybe just how far in front the Texans are in the AFC South. Here, we'll let Albert Breer do the heavy lifting here.
Do they just have like a collection of pretty good players, and they don't have like the types of, they don't have, like Houston has Will Anderson, like I said, Anderson, Derek Stingley, Nico Collins, CJ Stroud. I mean,
they have like an identity at least.
Right. Like how many players on Houston's roster? Like, if you rank the two rosters, Houston and Jacksonville, how many Texans would you have to go through to get to the first Jaguar?
I thought this was an interesting exercise kind of to go through here, you know, just to illustrate where the Texans are, maybe what the kind of the uphill climb that the Jags have if they're going to catch the Texans.
Yeah, and I think that's where, too, like, take everything from Pro Football Focus with a grain of salt, obviously. But Brandon and I, or Sean and I, did a segment yesterday where Pro Football Focus had ranked just specifically based on the rosters. Nothing to do with coaching or anything else like that, but how are the players graded out? And they had the Texans as the 7th best roster in the NFL.
Based on all their scoring systems.
Based on their starters. And they included John Metchie. One of the funny little blurbs in there was like to see if whether Jaden Higgins could take John Metchie's job as a starter away from him.
He better.
What the hell are you talking about?
My feeling is like he better.
Maybe. I mean, for the most part, on the outside, they said especially, because Metchie takes more snaps in the slot anyway. So take everything with a grain of salt. But I think it matches the eyeball test in terms of like the overall talent level on the Texans roster. Just it's a good chunk above, I would say, the Colts, then the Jaguars, then the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
And the... Obviously, the Texans have a lot of weaknesses and questions. You can't go into a season expecting that your two rookie wide receivers are going to be good. You got to find out. The offensive line is nothing to be super excited about, and we need to see if just by being better coached and being a better unit in general, they're going to be better. But they still, especially on the defensive side, are just loaded with notable players, mm-hmm. and people still feel good about C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
So with that, the quarterback is the huge X factor always and forever, and I can't look at the Colts and think that Anthony Richardson all of a sudden is going to stay healthy and complete more than 50% of his passes, and I don't think that Daniel Jones, although Daniel Jones, when he has a good running back next to him, has done some good things. You know, with when it was really a matter of whether Saquon Barkley was healthy or not, whether you felt good about Daniel Jones as mm-hmm. a quarterback. But he's still Daniel Jones. So, I think those guys, I think it's the correct opinion that the Texans are just far ahead of, despite their flaw, you know, the current flaws or question marks, they're just far ahead of those other teams.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the article you're talking about. So they had the Texans seventh. I'm paging down to try to find the other AFC South teams.
So the Colts start at 20.
Okay.
And then you had asked me about the Jaguars. Sorry, yeah. I took a meandering way to this, the Jaguars. So if you're going to go through and go down through the roster of the Jaguars and stop where you feel like the Jaguars have an advantage.
Okay.
So like a clear advantage.
Yeah.
Quarterback Trevor Lawrence, running back Travis Etienne, wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr.
Brian Thomas as I was going through this process, and I'll let you keep going here. Brian Thomas is their best player. In my opinion, mm-hmm. I don't know what Pro Football Focus says. I'm just saying, like, if they were to disperse the Jaguars,
right?
I think Brian Thomas might be
Thomas
the first
Jr.
guy taken.
At least could be in the same category as Nico Collins.
Absolutely, but I would take Nico. But yes,
right.
Yeah.
Where it gets it, so at least they can, you know, they can match up some.
Yep.
This is where it gets interesting is for your second wide receiver. They have Travis Hunter listed as the second wide receiver.
Okay.
I think if you're looking at Jaden Higgins versus Travis Hunter, yeah, that makes sense. Then, okay, yeah. I'll give you Travis Hunter. I need to see it and everything. By the way, have you kept up with that at all? They are very much going through OTAs. Like, Travis Hunter is learning both sides
of
the ball.
I've been watching the videos, man. I watched that pick that he had the other day, the juggling
They're
pick
not doing,
had.
Like, hey, learn how to play wide receiver and then work on defensive back. They're going, one day he's working on being a wide receiver, the next day he's in the defensive back meetings.
You traded a ton to get him. I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if it's going to last. And I think, not to get off on a Travis Hunter tangent, but I'd be more worried about how he holds up physically doing this at the NFL level than the mental part of it. I think he seems like a smart kid. Continue with the Jags here.
So, and then when we get down to, sorry, I scrolled inaccurately.
Okay.
The offensive line is where it gets really interesting because they, like, Walker Little is going to end up being the starter. The reason Cam Robinson was traded last year was because their draft pick, Walker Little, they feel like, okay, it's time for him. He's their highest graded offensive tackle. But that's still, I guess maybe I'd give him the nod there. I mean, like,
as
he is Cam Robinson's replacement.
Yeah.
So, and Cam Robinson is the Texans' left tackle.
Yep.
Then the offensive linemen, Ezra Cleveland, Robert Hainsey, Patrick McCary, Anton Harrison. There's nothing to get excited about there.
No. That's a wash until we see what Cole Popovich does with this offensive line. Defensively.
Oh, and then Brenton Strange is their tight end. Brenton Strange.
Yeah.
So I don't, so if I'm looking at this Texans team, the strength of the team is the defense right now.
Yeah.
On the offensive side, you have some really good pieces in Joe Mixon and Nico Collins and C.J. Stroud, and then hopefully the young draft picks. And if the Jaguars and the Colts are the next most likely team to step up, and if by these rankings, the Texans have the seventh best roster in the league, that puts it solely in my mind on coaching.
Yeah.
That it's just a matter of, all right, is Nick Caley actually a good offensive coordinator?
Mm-hmm.
We have evidence that Liam Cohen knows what he's doing
as an
offensive coordinator.
Yep.
We have evidence that Shane Steichen knows what he's doing as an offensive coordinator. And, you know, Callahan in Tennessee with the Titans, not so hot. But, yeah, it's a lot of this is just on Nick Caley.
Yes. Yeah. Nick Caley and Cole Popovich, I think, are the two big ones. Yeah, Breer's point about individual players, like if I were just drafting off of those two teams, I would take Stingley, Nico, Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, and C.J. Stroud before I thought about taking anybody on the Jags roster. And and the Colts, I think, have a better roster than the Jags. So if we did this exercise with the Colts, we might get somewhere quick. You know, DeForest Buckner probably works his way into the conversation faster than anybody on the Jags, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the Colts defense, I think, like they underperformed in so many ways last year.
Yeah,
that just swapping out coordinators or what have you, like maybe that makes the difference.
Yeah,
but yeah, they've done a good job of putting together good rosters with the Colts for everything except quarterback.
Yep.
And it's still a huge question mark as we sit here today.
Are you more nervous about the potential of Trevor Lawrence with Liam Cohen pushing the buttons or Daniel Jones / Anthony Richardson, whoever it is, with Shane Steichen pushing the buttons?
There's a part of me, and this is an irrational fear because the old adage, if you've got two quarterbacks, you've got no quarterbacks.
Yeah.
It tends to be true. I worry that with Shane Steichen and his ability to get the most out of the RPOs and an athletic quarterback and all of that, that's what makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Is that especially if you can run the same offense with do a lot of the same things athletically with Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones, because Daniel Jones can run, that almost by even without planning it, if Anthony Richardson's there for three games, but then Daniel Jones comes in, he can do a lot of the same things, but also tweak it a little bit, and it's going to be really hard to get a beat on them. And that makes me nervous from a regular season matchup.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a recipe for pushing on through the postseason.
No.
But on any given Sunday, you know my stance on Anthony Richardson. I think he's a horrendous quarterback.
Yes.
And yet, he's one of the quarterbacks I'm most scared to play on Sunday,
mm-hmm,
because he can just go off and he could throw three interceptions in the first quarter, but then also run for three touchdowns later or connect on some of these deep balls.
Yeah.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cohen and Lawrence are the pick for me just because it's new. We just don't know what it's going to look like. But we've seen Trevor Lawrence have a period of time where he can play pretty well. Like, he played really good football to get them into the postseason, won a playoff game, and almost beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. So it's in there somewhere. That's my fear, is that Liam, the newness, this new relationship might unlock some things with Trevor Lawrence.
The thing I wonder about with Trevor Lawrence is that so far he's been in the league long enough now that there aren't really any excuses for him being a first read quarterback.
Yeah.
And man, if you're a super athlete, maybe you get away with that. And he's athletic, but he's also injured all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a super athlete when it comes to running. And I just, again, on any given Sunday, sure, you worry about it. But, and especially coming off of, man, the last time he played football, he got destroyed trying to slide, basically. He got destroyed tempting fate and sliding too late.
Yep.
But I don't know if there's anything Liam Cohen can really do to all of a sudden up his IQ.
Yeah.
He might just not be
true.
That bright,
yeah,
at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah. No, that is a fair – it may be something Liam Cohen has to work around. That's 100%.
He isn't – the only guy – you know what he needs is the guy from the old movie about the math teacher that got everybody to pass the AP calculus test there. stand and deliver.
Oh, okay.
He needs to be like that guy. He's like, take a bunch of people that nobody thinks are smart enough to do it, and then he proved it. Can Liam Cohen come in there and teach Trevor Lawrence how to be smart? I don't know.
I thought you were talking about summer school with Mark Harmon, where he was like the gym teacher who had to teach summer school.
That's more appropriate, because with stand and deliver, those kids actually were smart.
Yeah.
They were in a bad high school.
You remember summer school?
Teaching. Summer school, those kids were not
they
smart.
Were dopes.
Right.
Yeah.
So summer school is the best one. Yeah. Yeah. Can they Mark Harmon their way into getting Trevor Lawrence to at least make it through summer school?
Yes. Okay. Do I dare read any of these texts about people's disgusting airport bathroom stories?
I dare you not to read them, Sean.
Okay, here we go.
This is a bathroom etiquette radio show.
That's right.
No matter what anybody tells you otherwise.
For those who are just tuning in and don't know why this is a topic, I was at Logan Airport yesterday in Boston getting ready to fly home. Amy and I were. I went into the restroom and there was only one other person in there along the row of urinals. The urinals had the big shelf at eye level across the top. This dude had elbows on the shelf, both thumbs on his phone texting, with pants basically around the bottom of his ass, and the front of his torso was inside the urinal. Like, he was breaking the plane of the urinal to do his business. Very disturbing scene.
That's the equivalent of, honestly, when you walk in, it's like people might ask, like, Sean, how did you get such a good look at it? It's like when something like that catches your peripheral vision.
Yeah.
You're like, you take it all in right then.
It's not even peripheral. Like, he was the only other person in there, and the angle that you walk in at, you're looking down the row of urinals. He was the only other human being in there.
It's the same thing. It's what happens in a locker room shower, where it's not like you're out there spying or anything, but every now and then in a football shower, something catches the peripheral that just doesn't look right.
Correct.
And you're like, what the hell is that growth on your – is that a body part or a tree?
Yeah.
What the hell?
I didn't get that good a look. But there were no partitions between the urinals either.
Oh, I hate the no partitions.
There was a shelf, but no partitions. I'm like, y'all are using your plywood incredibly wrong here. We need the we need the partitions before we need the shelf. This one may take the cake, though. A lady in the Walmart bathroom. So I'm assuming this might be a female listener or some perv that was in the women's room. A lady in the Walmart bathroom on her phone and eating McDonald's pancakes on the little foam plate while she's sitting on the toilet,
you might ask, wait, how does this person know what the woman is eating?
Well, you're about to find out.
Yeah.
She tells the person she's on the phone with while she's sitting on the toilet eating these pancakes to hold on, I need to wipe, and sets her plate of pancakes on the floor of the stall.
That's nasty, man. No way. No way.
I mean, that's...
No.
That's the worst, man.
That's the worst I've ever heard.
That's bad.
Those aren't like, and it wouldn't be acceptable with any kind of dinnerware, except that those foam plates are there. No.
Dinnerware. No. I don't know why dinnerware tickled me so much. Seth suggested that I walk over and interview the guy after he finished his business.
Yeah.
Text message. Interview the guy. LOL. Quote, welcome to the Post P show, everyone. I'm here with Phil. Phil, you look like you had a rough outing out there today.
Yeah. End quote. What was going through your mind? How's it feel?
Yeah. Give him the old
how's it feel to pull that off? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. You pulled that out. Yeah.
Or do the whole Berman thing where you talk about what somebody else said about you. You know, mm-hmm. Jenkins over here in the stall was saying you can't pee worth a crap, man. What do you think? What do you think about that? How does that make you
feel? I'll tell you what. Talking about the rosters, the comparison, how do the rosters compare to the Texans?
Yeah.
It is interesting that the Colts do have, I mean, then they drafted Tyler Warren at tight end. That's one of my biggest concerns, just because the Texans were miserable covering tight ends.
Bad at that, yes.
They were really bad at covering, one of the worst teams in the league at covering tight ends. And they do have playmakers all over the place. Mm-hmm. I guess the fear is that even though the Texans have more playmakers, you always wonder, all right, yeah, but with the right combination of coaching or whatever, are some of these guys that are just no names or average jamokes right now, is there actually a level up for them?
I think your Warren point is a really good one. Their receiving core doesn't really scare me, particularly against the Texans' corners and safeties. I'm not super nervous about them, but yeah, that Tyler Warren thing, man, that might be an issue.
The new defensive coordinator for the Colts, it's super intriguing, it's Lou Anarumo. And Lou Anarumo was the darling of the next head coach lists and everything a while back when the Bengals defense was really good. And then I don't know what happened in Cincinnati, but he lost some of that shine. So do they get more out of Lou Anarumo? That's the big wild card that maybe I'm alert to right now.
Yep. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. D'Amico Ryans met with the media yesterday. His C.J. Stroud thoughts got a lot of attention. He had some good stuff, though, man. If you're looking to get excited about the offensive line or maybe some of the rookies, I thought D'Amico had some really good stuff from yesterday. So if you fall into that category, stay there. We've got you covered coming up next.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.